Hello and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. As most of you have probably heard in the news, recently there's been a tragedy in Baltimore. A ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and a lot of people immediately began looking for reasons for this. And of course, the first thing that jumped into our mind was Mothman. Let's get weird. So first, let me give you a little background on this crash. It was basically a container ship called the Dolly. It lost power and drifted into the bridge a little after midnight on March 26th. It did catastrophic damage to the bridge. Good news is that when they lost power, they warned the bridge operators and they were able to get the bridge mostly clear, aside from six or seven construction workers who did not get the word to clear the bridge. I believe two of them were rescued.
I heard two of them were dead.
Oh, two were dead. Okay. Yeah. The other four are still unaccounted for or rescued?
I think they're unaccounted for. I could be wrong about that, though.
Okay. And bear in mind, this video will be released a few days after it's recorded. So by the time you hear this, there's probably updated information on it. As of now, you know, we've got two people dead, possibly two rescued, and two or three unaccounted for, I believe. It was a horrible tragedy, and immediately after it happened, all kinds of crazy theories started coming out there. One was that it was some sort of cyber attack. China or Russia had hacked the computers on the ship and caused it to lose power.
I didn't even know that these kind of ships were controlled by the internet.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, maybe they've got an internet GPS or something, but I can't imagine the power plant runs on the internet.
Whoever made that might need to rethink it.
Yeah. Then there was talk of a, again, Russian, Ukrainian, or Hamas, or Israeli sort of conspiracy that one of them, you know, one representative of one of those four groups was piloting the ship at the time and purposely caused it to further whatever political aims they had based on which group it is. All that was also proven to be untrue. There was somebody who brought up the point that this mirrors the plot of a Netflix film or TV show that was produced by Barack Obama.
Oh.
So this was an Obama thing. And then, of course, there's my favorite thing that started popping up right afterward. It was Mothman.
Yes.
We naturally think of Mothman when there's a bridge collapse because of what happened with the Silver Bridge in West Virginia. And he's been associated with a couple more bridge collapses in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Although, to me, I'm not 100% convinced that those accounts of seeing Mothman came out before the bridge collapse. I think it might be an after-the-fact kind of thing, much like what we're probably going to be seeing over the next few weeks here. You know, people coming out of the woodwork in Baltimore saying, "Hey, I saw Mothman 2 weeks ago. I just didn't tell anybody."
Yeah, I'm very curious if we're going to see like a whole bunch of sightings, like reports, right after that.
To that end, I did scour the internet immediately after the bridge collapse to see if I could catch any of the sightings that may have gone up before the collapse happened. And despite the fact that there were several YouTube channels promising to tell us about multiple sightings in Baltimore, I've only found one legit sighting. That was in 2019, and it's actually a couple hours away from Baltimore. It's in Parsonsburg, Maryland. But it seemed like a pretty credible sighting. It was a family driving on the road between midnight and 1 a.m. They very clearly saw a 6-foot-tall gray humanoid with a bald head and wings. And it was standing in the middle of the road before it lifted off and flew over them and then flew away. Glided over them in their car and then flew away.
Mothman is often described without a head as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I guess depending, the pictures I've seen, it looks like his head and neck are kind of fused.
Oh, okay. So just a lack of neck.
Yeah. I think the people who say he doesn't have a head, I think what they're really saying is he doesn't have a neck.
I guess that's why some people think he looks like an owl. Mm-hmm. You don't have much of a neck.
Exactly. So, you know, that was the one posting that I found. You know, again, by the time this video posts, you'll probably see 100 lists of Mothman sighted in Baltimore by people either who claim they saw him after the bridge collapsed or people who claim they saw him the day before the bridge collapsed, but they, you know, just didn't bother to tell anybody about it. I don't know. The internet's pretty shady sometimes.
Yeah, but hey, if we see a big increase in sightings in the future, you may see a documentary or a short film of us going back there. for an investigation.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're not above investigating even questionable claims.
Yeah.
Even though there weren't any credible Mothman sightings reported before the bridge collapse, there was still a little bit of weirdness. And the weirdness started right here with our posting of a short.
Yeah, it was posted literally at midnight the night before, technically the 26th.
And that's like 30 minutes before the bridge collapse.
Yeah, it must have been. We had so many choices to pick from to post for that short. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to pick the one where we talk about Mothman and like the bridge collapse in West Virginia. So mm-hmm. It was so weird.
Now that was your choice. So tell me, was there anything behind that choice, or was it just completely random? Did you feel drawn to it? Why'd you choose that short?
It was completely random. Because I usually just go through a bunch of our podcasts and I just pick one random clip. Remember, we don't have many clips where we talk about this.
Right.
This was one of maybe three times that we've really talked about that part.
Yeah,
and I happened to pick that one. It's just amazing.
It is. And of course, you know, the clip essentially went viral. And when I last saw it, we were at like almost 8,000 views. It's probably more than that now.
Yeah, on the verge of that.
Okay. I'm not surprised, because the minute you start looking up Mothman Bridge Collapse after you hear about the Key Bridge, there's our freshly posted video.
Yeah.
A little suspicious, actually. I'm surprised you haven't got the call from, you know, the bridge authority over there.
Yeah.
But you know that was going to happen.
Right. That was weird enough, but then we had a posting from one of our listeners, and I believe I've seen her post in our comments before, and she said that she had been thinking about Mothman for days before this happened, just kind of out of the blue. And I found that interesting, because it's not a topic many people think of regularly. So that, you know, we'll add that to our list of kind of foreshadowing events to this. The other thing, you know, this doesn't really constitute full-on weirdness, but we visited Baltimore 6-7 years ago, something like that, and I remember getting a strange vibe, and I know you guys probably don't even remember it. We were out on the boardwalk. There's like this big pier thing with stores and restaurants and stuff on it, and we were just having a good old time, and then suddenly this freakish storm rolled in off the bay from like nowhere. It looked like a storm out of like the movie The Final Countdown, like the time storm with like the lightning shooting in all directions, and suddenly the whole world goes black, and you know, we were like running for our lives to get to our car and get out of there. So that was my experience with Baltimore after having a really pleasant afternoon there. It just made me think that this is a place of strangeness.
What year was that?
I don't remember. It's been at least 6 or 7 years
though. Oh, okay. That's why I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it was back there, and it was actually on our way to several other places. It was like, I think we were like between Pittsburgh and Washington, D.C. when we ended up in Baltimore. That's hard to remember anything after Pittsburgh, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, something weird happened in Baltimore does not strike me as odd. And I will be curious to hear if more evidence comes out about a Mothman being involved in some way, because this does seem like a classic Mothman-type incident.
It does.
That's about all we have for you on this particular incident right now. We will let you know as things develop, if anything else comes out, if anyone contacts us, or if we find out anything from our contacts in the area, because we do know a couple people out there, I believe, still. As always, thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and thank you for sharing us with your friends.